Chaf Gimel Nisan, we're holding in Siman Ein Zayin Halacha Tes, and we're going to Halacha Tes Vav. Okay, we're discussing Kiddush. Many halachas are on the Gela Maise. Someone that's Mekadosh, and generally a person has to at least drink what's called Melo Logma, which means a cheekful. And it should be done without any hefsek. It's not so much, and a cheekful generally means that you're one side of your cheek, one side of your mouth would be filled up. That means either your mouth full or one side is like your cheek is popping out. So that's how you know it's Melo Logma. Generally speaking, it's like Rova Revis. So your Revis is 3 ounces. It's more than 1.5 ounces. Now, if someone has a problem drinking wine, so it's better for him not to be Mekadosh and have other people drink. If there's no other choice, you could rely on that. And the Rashi does a hold that you can even rely on the combination of everyone drinking together, a revius, but these are not, certainly not lechatchila, the best way to go. When it comes to wine, an interesting chiddush, there's a certain chiddush in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch that no one does, as far as I know. This is one of them. He says like this, wine of Kiddush is part of the meal, so you don't have to make a bracha achrona if they have wine, and you just go straight into the meal. But there are those places in the hold that it's not so simple, and therefore it says a kitzah chumra. Call it the kitzel's chumrah, another chumrah, that to take wine after the meal, after you're benched, and to drink, make a bracha on a revius, and have in mind for that original cup that you had before the meal. That's the chiddush from the kitzel Shulchan Aruch. Wine during the meal you don't have to make, because that's for sure part of the, is already exempt by the Ber Pirgof and that you made by the kiddush. Kiddush on a cup. Now, first of all, it's very important. Kiddush on a kois. A person makes a kiddush and he thought it was wine. And then he ended up discovering that it's not wine. I once had this, I was making Abdullah and I thought it was wine. It looked like exactly like grape juice. It was grape juice, but it wasn't. It was actually, what's it called? Cranberry juice. It looks exactly the same. So what's the halacha? So here, it's a very interesting case. He made kiddush, so he had the kiddush. And, but he made a mistake on the bracha. It wasn't Bar Pir Gofen. It was really shahakal. So now he has to make kiddush again on the wine. The whole thing, the whole kiddush is... there's nothing, because he didn't make the proper kiddush on anything that's considered wine. However, if on the table there was wine and his intention was to drink wine during the meal, then he doesn't have to make kiddush again, just has to make a Ber Pir Gofen. Or if he's going to drink the wine. Or that actually there's an etza that if he has no wine around, he could actually sit down and make and use the challah as part of his kiddush. That actually does a whole that's an etza. Another interesting shaila would be if someone made kiddush and then the wine spilled. There's no other wine on the table, etc. So what do we do? So the halacha is, here too, the kiddush was a kiddush. So if he has some wine on the table, like I said, wine on the table, or he has the challah, so there's a tzad to say that there'll be something to be saimichan, that the kiddush was a kiddush, because the kiddush was set on wine, and he just has to make a Ber Pir Gofen on any wine that he's going to drink, or the challah becomes the, instead of the Ber Pir Gofen. There's another eitzah, and that's a concept called Chamal Medina. So Chamal Medina is also, if you have something on the table that's Chamal Medina, like for example, whiskey, or even coffee and tea, according to some shitas, we'll see in a moment that plays a tremendous role. Someone, let's say, has a difficulty drinking wine or grape juice, so they can make it on Chamal Medina, especially on kiddush during the day. At night, it's much more complicated. Now it's also more complicated that you can't just start making kiddush in order to have snacks. Sometimes they started new kiddush clubs even at night. Really, it's not the smartest thing to do. When it comes to taco, talking about the Shabbos meals, so there's a mitzvah to make kiddush on Shabbos on the morning too. The kiddush at night is the rice. The kiddush in the morning is the rabbanon, but it also applies both to men and women. Women are obligated in kiddush in the morning just as much as men. The only question is that sometimes a woman gets stuck a little bit. She's at home. If she's going to daven, so she could drink before davening. She's not usually a davener. It could be a problem because maybe she's ready in kiddush right away. Also, there's tshuvas on Moshe, Shlomo Zamlobach. If a woman just has to wait for a husband, so until the husband comes up, really, there's none of kiddush didn't start. The easiest solution for a woman is really to make kiddush, and if she doesn't want to drink her own kiddush, and if she doesn't want to drink wine or grape juice, you could make it, like I said, on tea or coffee. Coffee, I think, is even more considered a Chamal Medina. When it comes to the morning Kiddush, many have, you use what's called Yain Sarav, which is schnapps. It's a big shaila if this is the right thing to do the chatchila. You definitely have to use a revius at least, and then that makes it more problematic because you have to drink a lot of heavy alcohol. Which, if a person doesn't deal well with alcohol and ends up getting into fights with his wife, that's for sure nisadaraisa. That's definitely not the right thing to do. But even if he's a good drinker and everything's wonderful, you still have to drink a revius. There is a malsham. Many chassidim rely on the malsham, but many don't really have a minik to. And if you don't have a minik to, it's not really the right thing to do. But I'm talking about when you use a little cup, basically a 1 ounce cup, because it's not a revius. Now there is a chap why the malsham says it's okay. It's based on the taz. But bottom line is a person should be careful chatchila to use grape juice or wine. That's the best way to go. Both by the kiddush and night and during the day, there's another halacha that the kiddush way to be kiddush has to be makom suda. It's based on the pasuk karatza the Shabbos oinik. So that's the reason why the meal has to come right away. And it's a big shaila, which is added by El Pesach Chaz B'Shabbos, that if you want to make kiddush in one room and eat the meal in the other room, it's a big problem. But if you could see the other room, that's okay. If you can't see the room, that's a big problem. And you'd have to just do kiddush again. Lastly, there's a halacha you'll have to taste. After you daven shachris, you can make kiddush. And you could, according to Shulchan Aruch, you could be toim after Tefillah Shachris before Musaf. What does te'ima mean? What people do is they make kiddush. But there's a tzad to say that maybe Chiv Kiddush didn't start yet because you didn't have Musaf yet. And therefore you could be toim less than basically a te'ima, which is the size of an egg. Or fruits, even a lot. And so again, according to Shulchan Aruch, really, you should make kiddush. And you should... if someone, let's say, is not well, and mamish needs to eat or drink. So really, there is a raivid that says that you could drink water. La halacha is kitzah. The kitzah says, it doesn't say here, I think it says later, it's better. The Mishnah also holds that better to daven, be a chidus, and make kiddush than to eat before davening. People don't realize that. So again, someone is doing the Shema, and today they have sometimes, they put out chocolate, I don't know, they put out cake, put out children sometimes people have. If a person really knows he can't daven, that's where the heter comes from, because it's better. They say in Chassidus, they say it's better to daven, better to eat to be able to daven than to daven in order to eat. That's what the word they say. But the ma'aseh, a person has to be l'shem shamayim. Okay, halacha l'ma'aseh. Bottom line is that a person should l'chatchila really wait until after Musaf. If he didn't, the person should make kiddush. He could drink a melul lugmav, meaning to say he's not going to have a meal. So what is he doing? He's making a kiddush. And either he has mezainus, pasavav kisun, or what he does is he could drink a melul lugmav. This is something always to align. Let's say a person has difficulty eating. So you could make kiddush on an 8 meloid lugma, meaning you can make kiddush on a revius, and the chatchila to drink a meloid lugma, a cheekful plus a revius, that's considered a meal. This helps a lot of people that have gluten problems and all these different things. We had this on Pesach. Pesach, if you don't have any gluten because you don't have any gebrox, what are you making kiddush on? The answer is I told people to make sure that you're drinking a revius of wine at least. Okay, have a great day.